This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado's financial analysts believe the era of sharply increasing cannabis tax collections is coming to an end. Sales have risen every year since legalization. Last year, the state brought in $426 million in cannabis taxes, but that's about $35 million less than anticipated. Policymakers aren't sure why sales are slowing. Democratic Representative Leslie Harrod sits on the legislature's budget committee.
I'm also wondering if it's because of legalization in other states, and we're seeing less marijuana-specific tourism.
The slower growth in cannabis taxes could have consequences for programs the money goes to, like behavioral health services and education. Community groups have filed a last-ditch appeal to close the Rocky Flats Wildlife Refuge. CBR's Sam Brash reports the former Cold War-era weapons site opened for recreation 3 years ago.
The government spent billions to clean up the site, which was used to build triggers for nuclear warheads. Neighborhood and environmental groups claim it wasn't enough. They want an appeals court to overturn an earlier decision to keep the refuge open and say the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service must complete a more careful environmental assessment. Otherwise, they say visitors risk coming across plutonium-contaminated soil. A separate federal court recently dismissed a similar appeal from the town of Superior. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado has a new U.S. attorney, Cole Finnegan. He was in private practice before being tapped by the Biden administration. This is CPR News.